Poetry is an aesthetic exercise in using words to create rhythms, a cadence when it is recited, reflect emotions, describe feelings, locations, and give or evoke an image perhaps different from the everyday in one's mind as we read. The words can be simple or complex depending on the emotions and thoughts that evoke them, but good poetry should touch the heart more than the mind, give pleasure and perchance stimulate thought. Many confuse poetry to be something that it's not. Poetry is meant to be enjoyed, provoke and convey ideas, but the first aspect is that it should be enjoyed, for which it needs to touch a chord in us. Poetry need not be something drab and dull. Poetry is not just rhymes, nor is it just for speaking out about your love. I enjoy poetry and read it for just sometimes to listen to the words, their rhythm, the imagery they conjure up. It is not necessary that each poem should have a meaning, sometimes so hidden that you break your head trying to decipher what the poet means. One of my favorites is Still Old MacDonald Had a Farm. It's nonsensical, has a fun rhythm, and you can sing it in a group, or Old King Cole is another such. Many people break their heads trying to find meaning in these poems, which is totally unneeded to enjoy them. Limericks, short rhymes, jingles, I have enjoyed all of them. Poetry need not be philosophical or speak to our higher moral character. A rippled poem can be written even by that most state of poets, T.S. Eliot. So just pick up whatever you like and read it if you enjoy, and pen down stuff that you like. Namaste. Till next time. My latest book of poetry is now published in Amazon Kindle. The preview is below.